I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. Well, the city of Bishop and Visionary Home Builders secure AHSC funding for Silver Peaks Community. This is an award of $26.46 million in affordable housing and sustainable communities funding for the Silver Peaks Community approved by the California Strategic Growth Council on December 10th, of 2025. Silver Peaks will bring 60 new affordable homes for families at 30%, 50%, and 60% AMI, along with a community center, Head Start child care space, ADA adaptable units, and energy efficient features, creating a safe, modern, and connected community for Bishop residents. The city of Bishop is thrilled to see this project moving forward, said Stephen Michovic, City of Bishop Mayor. This AHSC award brings unprecedented investment in affordable homes, safe transportation options, and community-serving infrastructure. Silver Peaks will serve families for generations and strengthen our commitment to creating a thriving, inclusive Bishop. More on this article can be found at sierrawave.net. A household hazardous waste collection event will be held at the Lone Pine Landfill on Saturday, December 13th, 2025, from 9 a.m. through 12 p.m. Fees for disposal of household hazardous waste during the event are waived. Regular charges apply for all other disposal. Please note that hazardous waste containers cannot exceed 5 gallons each and are limited to a total of 20 gallons of product per household. Inyo County 2nd District Supervisor Jeff Griffiths is pleased to announce much-needed relief is coming to local food banks and other charitable organizations this winter, thanks to a generous grant from Southern California Edison. The $20,000 in aid was initially granted to the Eastern Sierra Foundation, on whose all-volunteer board Supervisor Jeff Griffiths serves as treasurer. In response to the government shutdown that delayed CalFresh food stamps benefits to 2,087 Inyo County residents and their families, CalFresh benefits are funded 100% with federal dollars, and there were no mechanisms in place for state and or local governments to temporarily continue benefits with non-federal funds. Eastern Sierra Foundation had designated the grant funding specifically for those CalFresh recipients whose food security was threatened. With CalFresh benefits resumed at the end of the shutdown on November 12th, Southern California Edison was generous enough to allow Eastern Sierra Foundation to pivot and redistribute the money to local food banks and other organizations instead. According to Supervisor Griffiths, the following entities will be receiving a portion of the SCE grant to bolster their food reserves and support their general efforts to provide food security to local families. It's going to be St. Vincent de Paul, Eastside Student Center, United Methodist Social Services Soup Kitchen, Owens Valley Growers for Food Banking and Independence in Lone Pine, and then Inyo Mono Community Advocates for Community Action, which you may know as AMACA. The later donation, Supervisor Griffiths said, will enable AMACA to resume food commodity distributions to Southeast Inyo communities like Shoshone, Tecopa, and Charleston View, hit hard by federal funding cutbacks. AMACA had been forced to cancel distributions to far-flung communities in both Inyo and Mono counties, much of its own dismay and that of residents. I cannot express my gratitude enough to both SCE and Eastern Sierra Foundation for collaborating with these groups to help ensure nobody goes hungry this winter, Supervisor Griffiths said. The recipient organizations also ought to be commended for their tireless efforts to assist our community members in need. Supervisor Will Waddleton, whose District 5 includes Southeast Inyo, was equally grateful. The loss of AMACA's commodities distributions was devastating to residents of Shoshone, Tecopa, and Charleston View, a great percentage of whom are on fixed incomes, he said. I can't thank SCE, Eastern Sierra Foundation, and AMACA enough for coming together to address this very real and very serious crisis. Well, let's talk about Bishop Twin Theater. It's Friday tonight. Doors open 6 o'clock. And then at 6:15, judging on the cookie contest and all the other contests that are taking place, 7 p.m. the movie starts. What is it? This is Hubilation. They're going to be showing The Grinch 2018 and the 2000 version. This is going to be a fun night, Friday night. Then Five Nights with Freddy 2 is a new movie coming. It's going to be PG-13. It's 1 hour and 45 minutes. 1 year has passed since the supernatural nightmare at Freddy's Fazbear's Pizza. Former security guard Mike has kept the truth from his 11-year-old sister Abby concerning the fate of her animatronic friends. When Abby sneaks out to reconnect with Freddy, Bonnie, Chica, and Foxy, she sets in motion a terrifying series of events that reveal dark secrets about the truth and origins of Freddy. Zootopia 2 is staying over. It's PG, 1 hour and 50 minutes. For showtimes and more information, go to bishoptwintheater.com. Well, Saturday, December 13th this year is the Railroad Express, and just like days gone by, it'll happen rain, snow, or shine, and I think it's going to be shine. Drink hot cocoa, ride a horse-drawn wagon down Caroling Lane, whisper secrets and wishes in Santa's ear, visit with Smokey Bear, and learn about protecting the forest, eat yummy s'mores, do arts and crafts, and receive a free book from Altrusa, get a golden ticket, and light up a child's face with joy and wonder. It's a ticket to ride the Railroad Express with Santa's elves and a merry band of Christmas carolers. It's a ride to the past and back to the present, and it's as magical as it sounds. It starts at 10 a.m., ends at 3 p.m., last train is at 2 p.m., and for more information and costs, go to bishopvisitor.com. Well, I'm Jason Brown, bringing the news. For more news, go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we are your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.